Welcome back here to X's of Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahill, Brian Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Joining us now on the Meyer Super Center guest line, he is a former Ohio State Buckeye and alum of the Ohio State University, playing football there, and his name is Tyvis Powell. You can find him on Twitter at @1Tyvis. Tyvis, my friend, first and foremost, thank you for taking the time to join us. I know you got a lot of work going on. You got the podcast happening. You got the pregame show on 97.1 The Fan down there in Columbus. So I appreciate you taking some time to talk about the game, the final week of the regular season in college football. But first, how are you? How's life? How are things?
You know what? Life is good, man. It's very full of my time is consumed a lot, you know, with all the things that you said, but the number one thing that consumes my time is my daughter, and she is actually around right now, and she just plays around a lot and throwing her blocks around. You got to keep your eye on them at this moment.
You know, as they say to wide receivers, you want the rock, you got to block, and she's already throwing blocks. Like, are they cut blocks? Is she getting her hands free? Is she holding? Like, what's the plan over there?
You know, the plan is, I don't know yet. I don't know what the plan is. We'll have to see when she gets older. I wouldn't know what to do.
You know, and congratulations, obviously, to you and your wonderful wife, Lauren, as well. Laurencia, I know she's probably, you know, a mama and papa walk. I'm sure they're probably listening as well. There is a connection, Tyvis. You and I are basically like cousins because of the Walker family. So this is great. Great to have a family member on the show. If it were my choice, you wouldn't have went to that school down south. But let's get into it. I mean, you're talking about how great it is. Y'all, life is good. I'm surrounded by my daughter. My Buckeyes never lose this game. Yeah, of course life is good. How many pairs of gold pants do you have, by the way?
I have four, actually. My freshman year, I redshirted, so those were basically inherited to me. But I definitely got on the field to earn three pair myself.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a guy who has 195 tackles. Like, you definitely earned some of that. 8 interceptions to go along in your college football statistics there at Ohio State. How does Ohio State, take us inside what it's like to be in the building there in Columbus, and what it's like all season long leading up to this game, and what this rivalry means to Ohio State?
Well, you know, at Ohio State, we take this rivalry very serious. I mean, we got, during the summer times and throughout the season, we got a part in the weight room where we designated to push up sit-ups, and we count down the days that we have into the game. So whether it's 300 days, we have 300 push-ups and sit-ups that day, or whatever the case may be. But they definitely brainwash us to make us believe that this is like the game, you know. And then just going into the week, I mean, you got guest speakers that's coming up to the team. You still got the push-ups and sit-up period. It's just a whole bunch of history. You know, everybody comes in. We watch videos on the rivalry. All throughout the weight room, all you hear is "It's Time for War" by LL Cool J. That's the only song that plays the whole entire week. All you get is the highlights from the game. It's a lot, man. They really make a big deal out of it. So you can't. It's hard to lose the game because it's just so much time and energy that's spent on it. That's probably why we don't lose.
You know, and it's very interesting that you know. When you say that, that's probably why we don't lose. Because that really hurts my feelings. I don't think that's necessary, Tyvis. You know, I'm trying to. You know, it's been a really tough go of it. You know, ever since, you know, Michigan hasn't won this game since 2011, right? And I mean, you played, you know, 2013 through 2015. So you got, you know, like you mentioned, you got four pairs of golden pants, and it has gotten way out of hand the last couple of meetings. We're going back to 2019, it was 56-27. You go to 2018, it's 62-39. After so much success with the amount of wins you've had consecutively, which is all the way up to 8 in a row, does that take away a little bit because Michigan's been a little bit down? Does that affect the mentality at all going into this game because the rivalry has been so lopsided, you know, basically since what, the year 2000?
You know, I don't think so, because I think it's at this point, nobody wants to be the Ohio State team that lost, that broke the streak. I think that's kind of what, it's like pride in it now. It's like, all right, now that we done rattled off 8 in a row now, I'm not about to be the team to go out there and lose to them. And it's not like, you know, they recruit well up there. I'm not going to say that they don't. They get top recruits and stuff like that. They pretty decent. You know, y'all decent. I won't never give y'all credit because, you know, it is what it is. But I think that, you know, this year, you know, y'all worked on y'all defense a little bit, but y'all got some injuries that happened at the beginning of the year. I think y'all lost y'all running back at the beginning of the year, so that kind of put a damper on things. But, yeah, at this stage, in this moment, I just don't think no team wants to be the one that ends the streak. Like, they don't want to lose. So that's where they find the pride in it, even though it's been one-sided for all these years.
Is it difficult as a college athlete to live up to the expectation that has now been basically laid as groundwork? It's religious there in Ohio, and I've tried to explain that as someone who spent time in Ohio after growing up in Michigan, that the way high school football is viewed is just, it's just different. There is a, like, almost a supreme importance, and I think that Michigan's getting a little bit more focused on it on the high school level, but high school football in the state of Ohio is very much, you know, religious at this point. Is it difficult as a college athlete going to Ohio State, knowing the expectation that is in the weight that I guess is on your shoulders when you step foot on campus as a football player? You are expected to now be in the college football playoff. You are expected to now compete for national championships and to win the Big Ten every year.
You know, I don't think it's pressure. I think it's what's expected. I mean, you got to think as a athlete, a collegiate athlete, all you talk about is going to the national championship and wanting to win a national championship. I mean, you probably pick the school that you pick because you think that you can be the missing piece that's going to help them get to this national championship. So I think you just go in there, you do what's expected of you. I mean, everybody should have high hopes for themselves. Like, if you don't look at yourself and view yourself as a top superior athlete, then, I mean, I don't know, you got a problem right there. You have to have a lot of confidence in yourself off the rip. As far as getting there and actually getting it done, I mean, it's going to be games where, you know, things ain't going to go the way you plan, but that's why you got teammates and you surround yourself with a great team and y'all find a way to get things done. And I think so when it comes to, you say, is there any pressure? I mean, only pressure that you should have is the pressure that you put on yourself, if that makes sense. I mean, for me, I mean, yeah, growing up in Ohio, I thought, you know, Ohio had great football. I mean, they definitely do a great job of teaching the game of football. And when I got to Ohio State, I just wanted to, you know, become a legend there and do things that and be actually reach my full potential at being a great safety that I could be. And I thought I did a pretty good job of that. I mean, there was a couple of things I would have liked got done, but I didn't. But ultimately, I ended up getting the national championship, so it was all worth it.
You know, Tyvus Powell joining us right now here on X's and Bros, the Ohio State Buckeye alum. And Tyvus, you played in the game in Ann Arbor. And what is it like as a visitor to walk down that tunnel and to make your way into the big house that has, you know, 110,000 people screaming? What's that like as a visitor being in that atmosphere?
I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't mind it. You know, like, I like going into – I actually like away games more than home games. I like going into places, hostile environments, where it's just me and my teammates, and all I can depend on is my teammates, you know. I like being booed because I like that. I like – that means I'm doing something right. If the fans is booing and I'm hearing about it, that means I'd have made a play and I'd have did something. So I kind of feed off of that energy. I mean, my first year being there in 2013, you know, that year was crazy because, you know, they wasn't, I mean, record-wise, they wasn't a great team at all. I think the head coach had already gotten fired or said this would be his last year there. So, I mean, I knew that, you know, it was going to be a lot of atmosphere. The atmosphere was going to be crazy. A lot of energy was going through the stadium that day. And, man, you just feel it. You just feel it in your bones, man. It's just it's an indescribable feeling to have, like, all those people that hate you so much like that. And to go in there and be able to perform and try to silence the crowd. It's wild, man. I love it, though. I actually love it.
Tyvus, you're a defensive back, and so you mentioned earlier about, like, having a supreme confidence in yourself. So I kind of want to circle back to that point. What is it about corners and safeties and defensive backs that, I mean, every, like, the pass could be 13 feet above the receiver's head, incomplete, thrown into, like, the 10th row, and you see DBs out there waving the incomplete, right, talking that smack. What is it about you guys that every time there's an incomplete pass, whether you got a handout or not, you're letting everybody know, like, hey, that was incomplete. In case you missed the official over there, I'm going to let everybody know right now that was incomplete.
Listen, you gotta let these quarterbacks know, like, don't try me. Like, all right, Like, I'm good. I'm really like that. Like, you got to have that confidence in yourself. So whether or not the pass gets completed and you call or incomplete and you cause it, I mean, you have to have some type of effect on it, because you got to think, if you didn't do anything, it would be just the pitch and catch. You know, the quarterback would go through his thing, boom, throw the ball. It would be like routes on air. So if it's somehow, some way, that ball sails over his head and he don't catch the ball, you did something during that play that affected the timing of that throw that messed up everything. So that's why they be like, all right, yeah, you know, incomplete, wave it off. Don't try to be tight. You just got to have that confidence out there, because if you don't, they eat you alive out there on that island by yourself. It's 2-on-1 every place. I mean, you got to, they smell blood in the water. They going to keep coming for you.
I'm one of those people that yell. I'm being honest with you. I'm one of those people that yells at the TV, like, what are you waving incomplete for? The ball is not even catchable. Why are you doing that? Hey, you know, Tyvus, what has been the biggest change for Ohio State? You know, early on, Oregon goes to the Shoe, and they upset him 35-28. Kayvon Thibodeau didn't even play in the game, which is Oregon's best player, and many believe that he's going to be, you know, a 1-2, maybe a number 3 selection in the upcoming NFL draft. Like, he's that kind of impact player. Ohio State drops that football game, and outside of maybe a little bit of a drop-off in quality of competition, I mean, they've just been throttling people. It ain't even close. We'll get to this past weekend's game, but what do you think is the biggest difference between the Buckeyes in Week 2 versus the Buckeyes now here in Week 13?
I think they got more confidence now. I mean, the obvious is that they're more experienced. You got to think back then, Week 2, that was a lot of people's second game as starters, or some people's second games even playing collegiate football, period. So, I mean, it's going to be a lot of misassignments, misreads, things that you don't understand because you've never seen them before. You know, Ohio State does a great job in training camp and in practice of trying to show you all these looks. But until you live it in the game where the atmosphere is crazy, it's a hostile environment, you got all these people watching, all these people screaming, it changes. You know, you might not react the same. You know, practice is easy. I mean, it's just you and your peers there. But you got over 100,000 people there, plus all the people watching on TV. It changes the way people react to things. And like I said, if you're a young guy, you coming from a high school who probably holds, 5,000 in the stadium to 100,000. I mean, it's a difference. So I think, you know, just them being more experienced and understanding the playbook more, and, you know, these teams have shown them different looks and they've learned how to play it. They've learned what things does work and what things don't work in the game. I think so everybody at this point kind of got their bread and butter. Like, if everything goes bad, if all fails, I know if I do this, I know that this should at least work or get me through the game. At the second game of the season, you know, you don't really have that yet. You know, you're still trying to figure things out. And I think at this point of the season, everybody got their bread and butter, and they know what they're good at. They know what they're elite at. They know what they can and cannot do. And I think that's what's ultimately allowing them to play more freely since they've seen some success in it.
Yeah, Tyvus Powell, this Ohio State Buckeyes team has scored 50-plus points in, 6 out of the last 8 games? I mean, it was 33-24 against Penn State. It was 26-17 on the road against Nebraska. I think Nebraska is a much-improved team that, you know, Scott Frost and company, they should get some credit with what they've done, those players as well, for their improvement. They're getting close. They don't have the wins, but they're definitely a lot more competitive than they have been in the past. But then you get to Purdue, they get ranked, and now all of a sudden they're unranked. You guys put 59 on them. And then Michigan State last week, the game was over at halftime. I could not believe it. I was shell-shocked. I looked like Michigan State's offense. I mean, my jaw was on the floor, my eyes were big, and there was nothing that anybody could do to stop the machine that is the Ohio State offense. When you watch C.J. Stroud and the way that this team is passing the football right now, I mean, is this the most dangerous offense in the country?
You know, I think it is. I mean, they have so many weapons on offense, and I think that's the problem that defenses are finding out. You know, you come into the game in the week and you game plan. You say, okay, Chris Olave is the best receiver on their team, so we're gonna make sure Chris Olave is done, because he can hurt you with a deep ball really badly, and we're gonna just try to match up the other two guys. Well, you get to the game and you realize, okay, maybe he's just a decoy. Chris Olave might be the decoy this week. Not Garrett Wilson's the one that's really going crazy. But it's too late because you didn't already game plan for Chris Olave. But that, and then you got Jackson Smith and Jigman in the slot, and he's pretty much on a mismatch because some people put linebackers on him, some people put, you know, nickels on him. Whatever the case may be, he seems to be really quick and legit in that slot. So he's pretty much unguardable. And then on top of that, now you got this freshman running back, Travion Henderson, who's, if he gets in that second level, he is gone. And this offensive line is starting to figure it out. You know, they starting to really get blocked and get up to that second level, which is bringing him free. So what do you do? Like, there's so many weapons on that offense that you're trying to stop that it's too hard to stop them all. I think the best way to do that is to probably have a great pass rush and hope that they can get home or send some blitzes or something to try to confuse CJ. But, I mean, the offensive line is doing such a great job of picking up blitzes and providing the time that CJ needs that it is really overwhelming. And I think that's what's happening. Defenses are becoming overwhelmed by the talent that they have on this offensive side of the ball.
When Ohio State started to overwhelm Michigan State on the scoreboard, I thought Michigan State and the Spartans got away from what their identity is offensively. But what did you see from the Buckeyes defense last week that should concern a Michigan fan this week?
Well, the number one thing that they should really realize is that, you know, the team up north, I can't say that, but I can't say the real name, but the team up north, you know, they really rely on their run game. Like, they got a quarterback over there who's just pretty much a game manager. His arm isn't that great, you know, but he's not one that's going to basically lose the game. You know, he's not going to win you the game with his arm. He's not going to lose you the game with his arm. He's going to make the throws that he can make, and he's going to live with that. But I think y'all solely rely on the run game. And to see a Heisman finalist, a Heisman candidate, get 6 carries but only like 29 yards, I mean, that should be very alarming. I mean, because you think prior to this, I think the best running back Ohio State faced was Minnesota's running back. He got hurt, but he really gashed the Ohio State's running. I think he had like maybe 150, 200, something like that. He had a lot of yards. And then Oregon's running back also had a lot of yards. So it was like, okay, maybe they're not that good on the run. But to see them stop this Heisman finalist like this and hold him to his career low, I believe, of 29 yards, that should be alarming, because that's kind of what the team up north is really relying on, is the ability to run the ball. And if they can't run the ball, that means you got to put the ball in the quarterback hands. And I don't think he's a guy that's really going to win the game for you guys. So that should be what's concerning and alarming to this team up north fan base.
I'm very alarmed. I'm very concerned. Last one here for you, Tyvus Powell. Who wins this football game? Give me the prediction. What's the final score? Come on. Let's go.
Who wins the game? That's funny. Listen. Listen to me. It won't be y'all. I'm gonna let y'all know that right now.
Come on,
y'all
got
a better chance of freaking COVID being over before y'all win this game. With that being said, my final prediction would be, if I'm being honest, I think it's gonna be 101-0. You know what? I'm not gonna disrespect y'all that bad. It's gonna be 101-17. That's my final prediction, and I'm dead serious.
He is Tyvus Powell. Find him on Twitter. I guess after all that, if you want to follow him, @1Tyvus. Tyvus, my man, I got a Michigan helmet on my desk. I got a Chris Webber jersey behind me. I got a Michigan sweatshirt on right now. But I appreciate you spending some time with me, even though you are a Buckeye and I am a Wolverine. I appreciate your time. Congratulations to you and your wife as well on the beautiful child, man. That's fantastic. You enjoy that family time and enjoy the game on Saturday, my friend.
Thank you for having me, and stop living in the past. Go ahead, you're going to get retired or Chris Webber jersey, try to find you. You know what, I'll send you an Ohio State jersey in the mail. You know, it's never too late to make the right decision.
I took the D.A.R.E. program, Tyvus. I know the 10 ways to just say no, my friend.
Thank you for having me, y'all. I appreciate it.